Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss the issues that are important to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, Zoom Zoom 4. Thank you all for tuning in.
Why do you think that is? Why does somebody have a hard time with that?
You know, because they think, because they assign traits to us. So it's just like, you know, we are the boogeyman, and they people need a villain. And so once they can assign a set of traits to you, oh, that's the guy, then they don't have to think about all the work involved in figuring out who we really are, that we're decent people, that we don't need to go and touch their penis, although yes, we want to.
Okay, but I mean, if you do, if you want to, it's the same as if you did. Just the desire condemns you right away. Once they find out,
in their minds, because it's so foreign,
then you're going to be taken right away. You're never going to be here before.
Look, you know what? It's like I have zero desire to be with a woman or a girl, female. I mean, of childbearing age. Okay, let's just put that out there. But if I did, it'd be like American Beauty, like the movie American Beauty with Kevin Spacey. Where he is in his daughter's friend, who's like 17 years old, is a cheerleader, and she's hot as heck, you know, but he doesn't do anything with her, you know, and a zillion straight guys out there have feelings for a 16-year-old girl, but that doesn't mean they go and do anything about it.
Right, but what if they had feelings for a 12-year-old girl? That takes
many do, I guarantee, okay.
But society has a problem with them having, like in American Beauty, she's 17, and she's got boobs, she's womanly. Mm-hmm. What if it was a little girl?
It wouldn't fly. I think because it wouldn't compete with people.
Yeah, she would freeze that.
Because they think they're not supposed to understand that. But I think if they really did, they could think, okay, that girl, she has a vagina. She has features that are girlish or whatever. But she's a human being. She's warm. She's soft and she's cute. And, you know, you don't have to understand it. I don't understand how, a man necessarily wants another man. I do understand it. I just don't feel those feelings. But
so do you think society should try to understand what it's like for a man to like a boy?
Yes. The same way that society found a way to like him, to understand girls liking girls. Women liking women. How about
Let me speak to a certain element that you haven't touched upon here, and that is taking away his manhood, his masculinity. It's like killing his masculinity. If a man, he takes your 8 or 9, 10-year-old son and touches him, or does any kind of sex with him, he's ruined it. That the boy is now damaged goods.
Yeah.
No, and that man did it to him.
Yeah.
And he should have not have been handled because he fucked the boy up. Even if the boy doesn't realize it, that because they say that that's just so against nature itself.
Especially if other people found out. Okay, right.
So that's where they're coming from with that. That's where father's coming from with, I'll kill that motherfucker. Because it's the same as if the guy, actually worse in his mind, the guy fucking shot his son with a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
As a dad, it's like you would just...
That protective element.
Your child is you.
Right.
If you're a parent. And so it's like they violated a younger version of you.
There you go.
Yeah, you know.
So how can we get around that?
That's a big problem. Well, but that's a different... That's raping.
But no, that's at the core of it, though. is if you even feel that attraction, then it's as if you've already done it.
I just think they're two separate things. They feel those feelings and might act upon it. It's if I, you know, for people who feel those feelings, yeah, we'd love to have the day where a boy would want to be with us and where it's okay for that to happen. But you can't coax that out of reality. I just don't think you can do that. So it's where we are.
Well, you know, there's been like island cultures and like tribal societies where the men like do rape the boy. And then that's a rite of passage to manhood. And their view, it's like him passing the sperm on through like sex is something that the boy needs to be a man.
Yeah.
Which seems so foreign to our Western way of thought. The world has so many different cultures throughout time, and it's all just in the various views. To them, what I just described, like our way, the Western way of viewing it, is just an alien to them. You know, then you'd be like, no, isn't a man supposed to do it with a kid?
Right.
That's how the kid becomes a man. Duh. Yeah. That's what they'd be like. You know?
Yeah.
If the guy touches the kid, then it ruins him from becoming a man. But in their view, in these island culture, tribal cultures, that's how the boy becomes a man, is through that interaction with the older generation.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
It is strange. Yeah.
I'm supposed to show there's a million different ways to think about it.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think that, I never really thought about that. Like that is part of a man's, you know, coming of age or whatever, to have a man rape him or whatever, you know.
See, that's I'm just saying, there's been every thought about it from A to Z on this planet with the human race.
Right. I mean,
we think of the way it is now as being the way it always has been. It's been, go back to the Bible,
you know,
like my friend Lamasha said, childhood was a modern invention, Mm-hmm. Back in the 1800s and before that, if you liked a boy, it was gay. That's all it was. Mm-hmm. There was no separation of boys to men.
Yeah.
Male was male.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
And what we're talking about is the way people perceive things and how, therefore, we think that we should. So it's a lot of this is mass psychology.
Exactly.
You know, where people individually thinking, making up their own minds. And you don't find that anymore. You don't find that ever. People think, oh, yeah, this is modern society. We all think like the Nazis, like the slave owners, who made it okay to do what they're doing. David Koresh, you know, and so now we have the same thing against the pedophiles because they think that we are a certain way and they want us to be a certain way. And we're not. We're, you know, like, we can control our penises. We can control ourselves. And they don't realize.
They don't give us any credit at all. And if they only knew that we're the most self-controlled of all people, because by necessity.
And it's like, you know, there are so many shades of it. You know, and we're not going to, nobody's going to be sitting and listening to this podcast that who's not a BL, I would say.
Right. Which is,
BLs are not even listening to this, right.
Right.
But I think that if people would, stop and think for a minute. You know, there are so many shades of us, pedophile, boy lovers, girl owners, whatever. There's so many different minor attractive persons that we defy stereotype. We could have houses who the ones you make the news, who make the headlines, are people who fuck up. They either they're doing child pornography, you know, which is a huge sensation because it is everywhere. And nothing, there's no black box label saying, okay, this is just getting his underwear and this is pornography. You don't know, is he go down into Dante's Inferno or whatever, the seventh
level. Like the levels of legality are vague. And it all depends on your jurisdiction and this and that.
Right. But
there are others. We all feel at our core the desire to make love to a child, to have sex, whatever you want to call them. But we have deep feelings that I think are infused in nurturing that child. But the flip side of that is, okay, we get it. We know it. This is not legal. It might hurt the child. It might freak the child out. So we don't do that. Come on. I've been around kids many, many, many times. It's never hit my hand. I was inside of it. I slipped my hand down his pants. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Why don't we need to do that, people?
You got yes. Shitty.
Yes.
We're psycho-freaks. Just like you.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right, we need a break here. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on BL Talk are solely those of the individual participant or speaker and do not reflect the official stance of Wired PM Radio or any of its affiliates.